Let's go right now to Christian Kjellgaard, who's the senior editor of aviation.com. You know, Christian, the reason why I asked you to come on the show today is here we have our Democratic slate of Obama and Biden. We have the Republicans, which is McCain and Palin. And they all have a sort of a campaign platform already on foreign policy. They have a campaign platform on oil prices and energy. They have a campaign platform on the basic economy and housing and mortgage. What's their campaign platform on travel?
Well, hi, Peter. I think there are some very basic things that they should be saying or should have said and didn't. First of all, they really need to, without being partisan, they need to say that something needs to be done to address the situation regarding investment in America's airlines by foreign companies. At the moment, the law restricts investment to 25%.
I should tell you, Christian, that if they change that law,
yes,
it would be about 15 minutes later that British Airways would be flying from New York to Los Angeles as a continuation of their London to New York flight, and Singapore Airlines would be flying from LA to New York as a continuation of their Singapore to Los Angeles flight. And given the choice, quite frankly, of flying Los Angeles to New York on Singapore Airlines versus any other U.S. airline, you know which airline I'm going to choose.
Well, if Singapore Airlines bought into, let's say, you know, United Airlines, because they're both members of the Star Alliance, the global alliance of airlines, then Singapore Airlines, you may have a United Airlines flight instead of a Singapore Airlines one, but you might have Singapore Airlines service standards, and I think that's something we could all appreciate.
Christian, if United Airlines ever got the Singapore Airlines service standards, this would be a bulletin that we'd have to break in on the news on NBC. No one would believe that.
I agree, and you know, I think the problem, Peter, is that the U.S. airlines, for many reasons, a variety of reasons, from September 11, 2001, and even before, they've lost an awful lot of money. Fuel prices, oil prices are very high. They have been in a real struggle for many years now, just trying to make a profit and haven't really been able to at all consistently. And they've had to bump up fares, and we're now getting nickel and dimed with all these fees and less service and fewer employees. And it's hurting U.S. airlines internationally. I mentioned the big alliances, the Star Alliance, the One World Alliance, of which American Airlines is a member, the SkyTeam Alliance, of which Delta Airlines is a member. And I think one of the problems is these airlines, these alliances are very international, and a passenger could be booking from anywhere and maybe flying on Singapore Airlines or flying on British Airways or All Nippon Airways or, you know, another very high-quality international airline. And as another leg of their journey, they may get on American or get on United and suddenly find, hey, $15 for your bag, $25 for your
second
bag.
Oh, tell me about it.
The experience for them would not be a good one, and I think it's making the U.S. airlines less competitive.
Christian, I absolutely agree. Christian Kjellgaard, the senior editor of aviation.com. Obviously, we're going to stay on top of this. In fact, when we come back, we're going to be talking to somebody else about advantages.